CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to fascinating personalities who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here's Steve Klein.
Washington Irving said, "Great minds have purposes, others have wishes." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are three playmakers who have purpose. Our first Playmakers company is dedicated to infection prevention and control. Well, our next Playmakers company will diagnose and begin treatment of your illness or injury while you rest in your home, office, or hotel. With us today is a president who saves lives through environmental service disinfection, while one of our next CEO's grandfathers was the inspiration for his business, sometimes bringing home chickens in exchange for his services. These great Playmakers are Josh Robertson. Josh is president of eMist Innovations, and Jonathan and Lauren Clark, founders of Mend. And we're going to begin today's show with Jonathan and Lauren. We're going to talk about the modern-day house call. Dr. Jonathan Clark and his wife Lauren started Mend in order to deliver convenient, affordable, on-demand urgent health care to homes, offices, or hotels for patients age 1 to 64. Mend specializes in the treatment of common illnesses and injuries which require prompt evaluation but aren't serious enough to require a visit to an emergency room. Jonathan received his medical degree from the University of Miami School of Medicine, then joined the U.S. Navy for 14 years where he served as a flight surgeon. He cared for thousands of wounded servicemen and women during tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. Lauren earned her master's degree in strategic communications from Columbia University and her bachelor's degree in violin performance from the University of North Texas. Before co-founding Mend with her husband, Lauren worked in strategy and marketing for more than 16 years, serving global organizations including American Express, IMG Artists, Insights for Living, the Juilliard School, and Nokia. Well, Jonathan and Lauren, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having us.
You have an interesting concept, so let's just start out with, what is Mend and how does it work?
Well, I think you did a great job of presenting it, and we provide on-demand urgent health care to families where they are and when they want. And the concept is most service and product industries have some sort of on-demand access through your cell phone, and healthcare is the big holdout. And so we thought we should bring the same level of convenience and service that you'd find in most services to healthcare by allowing patients to book a home, book a visit in the comfort of their home, office, hotel, wherever they happen to be, same day or next day.
Well, this is relatively the modern day house call. And your grandfather was an influence in you. Talk about the story about how this started and what influence he had on you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wish we could say that we invented the house call. Of course, that's been around for many, many years. My grandfather practiced medicine across East Texas in the 60s and 70s, and I grew up with those stories of him visiting families in their homes, sometimes late at night after hours and driving many, many hours to do his rounds, if you will. So that was sort of the perspective I came to healthcare with. Of course, you mentioned I spent almost 15 years in the U.S. Navy, and a lot of the medicine I practiced was also outside the traditional healthcare setting, so outside of clinics, doing house calls in sort of austere environments, in tents in the back of airplanes, and so forth. And so sort of marrying those two perspectives with and matching those with how we access things now through our smartphones really was the foundation of the practice.
But your grandfather took payment rather than just cash sometimes.
Yeah, so I'm not sure of all the details there, but I can remember stories when I was young of taking chickens and pies and those sorts of things, livestock exchanges for healthcare services when people couldn't afford necessarily the cash payment.
Well, that's in the past. Now we're looking at Mend, which is the future. Tell us how someone would schedule a visit, about your app, about making calls through the web, and how they get involved.
Yeah, there are three ways to book a visit. One is that we have a free iPhone app, and then you can download that and book a visit there. We also have our website where you can book a visit, and we also have a customer service representatives 5 days a week during the week. We're open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And, you know, Jonathan and I have two kids. We have a toddler and a teenager, so convenience is of a premium for our family. So we built this business around the idea that we want to make ourselves available and easy to access.
So your app and your website are open 24/7.
Correct.
So they can go there. They get the app. I'm sure they can download that. And your website is?
MendAtHome.com.
MendAtHome.com. That's also on PlaymakersTalkShow.com, too. Do you still need a primary care doctor, even though you're using Mend?
Yeah, we're absolutely not a replacement for the primary care physician, but we are just simply an alternative and a complement to primary care physicians. So in many cases, primary care physicians, they want to have lives as well, and they want to have evenings with their families and weekends and that sort of thing. And so we're a supplement to those practices when the physician's office is closed, or if a patient can't get in to see them the same day or the next day. We're finding many, many patients not able to see their primary care doctors in a timely fashion, and instead turning to urgent care as in emergency rooms, which are much higher cost and less convenient. And so we're providing a supplement to those primary care practices. And we're happy to bring take the medical records and send them back to the primary care home.
So you're working with that doctor too.
Yeah, same thing about the pediatrician as well. Both of our kids have their own local pediatrician, and we try to take them there first, but sometimes you just can't get in. So we're a complement to that.
Well, I can see just having somebody for an emergency to call and find out what's going on is just a comfort right there, too. You have Mend providers going into people's homes. What kind of qualifications do you have, and what kind of vetting do you do with these providers?
Great question. And so all of our clinical providers are emergency medicine trained physician's assistants and nurse practitioners. Within the scope of practice, they can do everything that a physician can, including dispensing and prescribing medications. It's a question many people ask about mid-level practitioners or advanced practice practitioners. All of them have at least 5 years of emergency medicine experience, both in adult and pediatric emergency medicine. And all of the mid-level providers are supervised by board-certified emergency physicians on our staff.
What area do you serve? You could go all over the world doing this, but right now, where do you serve? What's your population area?
Right now, we're focused on the Dallas-Fort Worth marketplace. We have about 75 zip codes that we're serving across DFW, encompassing just over 900 square miles of the Metroplex.
So you have a lot of area covered right now. At some point, are you going to expand that area?
We intend to expand both within the Dallas Metroplex and outside of the Metroplex as well, yes.
So there's a lot to come from that. Health insurance. That's on everybody's mind. Do you accept health insurance?
We currently don't accept insurance at this time, but we are working on building that out in the next few months, and hopefully by the end of this year, we'll be able to take insurance.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, the first visit is $50, but that also for companies or for individuals that have a HSA or health savings account, they can obviously pay for it that way.
Exactly.
And do you have many people doing that?
We do. You know, it's a wonderful benefit to be able to use those funds at the end of the year or throughout the year if you have an HSA or FSA account. We try to make our prices as transparent and affordable as possible. We're not going to nickel and dime people for things that really shouldn't cost a lot of money.
So you're making it affordable for them, too. A Mend physician comes to my door. How do I know they're from Mend?
Great question. That's, again, where we really try to provide a lot of transparency. So when you book a visit through the app, you will actually see the photo and credentials of the provider that will be visiting you. All of our providers arrive in a branded commercial vehicle, so you'll see that on the side of the vehicle. They'll arrive with branded scrubs that say Mend, as well as their name and credentials. They'll also have a name badge with their credentials and name as well.
How are you marketing this? How do people find out about Mend outside just being on the internet and having an app?
Yeah, we've had a lot of success with just being out in the community and meeting with folks locally at events and, you know, first aid tents and that sort of thing at local schools. We, of course, have social media, and we're very excited that we've partnered with Children's Health System of Texas, and so we're working to expand our services and our marketing with them as well.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about healthcare disruption in the United States. How are you a part of helping it or dealing with that?
Well, we were the third to market with this sort of concept in the U.S., and since we launched just over a year ago, the marketplace has really exploded with on-demand service offerings, similar to what we're doing. The model is still really evolving, and you see a number of players trying different service options, and I think we still haven't settled on what exactly the final service offering will look like. I think it's going to be very important moving forward to have an integrated health system strategy to be able to offer a benefit to health systems and to populations. Population health is very big these days, and finding ways in a value-based system to provide affordable, high-quality care to entire populations. And that will include digitally assisted house calls. It will also include telemedicine and some other features that you'll see from us soon.
It's just amazing what you'll be able to do with this as time goes on and you put all this together. You do practice. You continue your skills, and you'll be going to Afghanistan for a couple of months. Talk about that.
Yeah, I do. I keep myself pretty busy clinically. I see patients for MEND. I'm also a board-certified emergency physician and practice in a local emergency room from time to time. I'm also a military physician and practice aviation medicine as a flight surgeon with the U.S. Air Force. So I'll be deploying later this summer with the U.S. Air Force and an F-16 fighter squadron, my unit, which is in Afghanistan currently. So I'll be taking care of those pilots and maintainers for about 2.5 months.
So you're active in it too. When a physician comes to the home, first of all, how long does it take? I go to my app, I go to my website, I make a phone call, I set the appointment. How quickly can they get there, which is A, and then B, generally, how long are they visiting in the home?
Yeah, so there's been a lot made of on-demand services, and we kind of think of Uber as the sort of example of that. And if I want a taxi, I usually want it right now. Well, in healthcare, how do we translate that to on-demand? If I want care right now, there's a phone number for that. It's 911. But what we're finding and what we've offered consumers is really the convenience in this on-demand description is really more about when do you want the care? When is it most convenient for you in your schedule? And that's why we offer customers same-day and next-day appointments at a time that's most convenient for them. To answer your question more directly, how quickly can you get here? We have visits every hour, and you can book a visit up to 30 minutes prior to the visit. So theoretically,
very quickly,
we could be there in 30 minutes if we have that appointment available in your area.
And apparently they'll stay as long as they need to once they're there.
Absolutely. Most visits we find take about 15 or 20 minutes from start to finish. Of course, we've been on site for much longer with, for instance, a child who maybe needed some breathing treatments and some antibiotics, and that can take up to 30 or 40 minutes, but most visits are accomplished in under 15 or 20 minutes.
I understand you also have a mobile clinic. Where do you use that? Where do you use it, and what's the purpose?
You know, we do have vehicles which function as mobile clinics, and you'll find in those vehicles things that can be found in a traditional urgent care facility. So we can basically provide the same scope of care with the vehicle's supplies.
Well, I'm looking at your website right now, which is a very attractive website. People need to go to find out more about us. So tell everybody the three ways, once again, how they can get a hold of MEND.
You can get a hold of MEND on our website, mendathome.com. We have a free iOS app in the iTunes store, and you can also contact our customer service line at 469-458-6363.
And again, all of this is on our website, which is playmakerstalkshow.com. Jonathan, Lauren, thank you very much for being part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Steve.
Jonathan Clark, Lauren Clark, they are the co-founders of MEND. And again, the website is mendathome.com. Don't go away. We have more. We're going to speak with the president of eMist Innovations. His name is Josh Robertson. Back with Josh right after this.
Operation Kindness is the original and largest no-kill animal shelter in North Texas, having saved more than 80,000 cats and dogs over almost 40 years. On a day-to-day basis, Operation Kindness cares for approximately 300 cats and dogs, with another 150 in foster homes. In the past 12 months, more than 4,200 homeless cats and dogs have received medical care, clean shelter, nutritious food, and playtime until they were adopted into a new forever home. Go to OperationKindness.org to adopt or foster a dog or cat. Donate or volunteer. That's OperationKindness.org.
Wipe Out Kids Cancer is a Dallas-based nonprofit organization founded in 1980 dedicated to raising awareness and funding for pediatric cancer research on a national basis. Wipe Out Kids Cancer has raised over $4 million in the crusade against pediatric cancer and spent over 30 years developing programs to not only fight childhood cancer, but to also provide hope and support to kids and families battling cancer. Our mission is to work relentlessly for a day when children are living cancer-free. You can help make a difference. Go to WOKC.org to donate or volunteer. That's WOKC.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we're going to speak with Josh Robertson. Josh is the president of eMIST Innovations, which is dedicated to infection prevention and control. eMIST patented electrostatic systems and touchpoint healthy process delivers a comprehensive, safer, and more cost-effective approach to environmental surface disinfection. Now, eMIST helps healthcare organizations reduce healthcare-acquired infections, improve patient outcomes, and reduce costs. eMIST Innovations is the leading developer and designer of innovative infection prevention and surface management systems and protocols. Now, prior to joining eMIST, Josh launched National HME in 2006 and led NHME to partner with more than 500 hospice programs, serve more than 500,000 patients, and create close to 500 jobs throughout the U.S. In 2014, Josh also founded GrowCo Capital, a business focusing on investing resources into entrepreneurial businesses and real estate projects throughout the U.S. Well, Josh, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve.
You have an interesting business, and I mentioned healthcare-acquired infection. Before we talk about eMIST Innovations, what is HAI?
And HAI is a leading killer of Americans today. Today alone, over 205 people will die from an HAI.
Well, you had an interesting statistic that you sent me too about comparing that to people that die in auto accidents. What are those numbers?
So approximately almost 100,000 people will die from an HAI. And according to statistics, it's almost double the amount of people that die in a car accident.
So when a person goes to the hospital or a long-term care facility, how likely is that they'll contact some kind of infection unrelated to the condition that caused their hospitalization?
With written statistics, it's 1 in 25 patients.
That's a high number.
Absolutely. It's a number that's very alarming.
So you are in the business of reducing HAI. So what does eMIST Innovations actually do?
So we're in an electrostatic technology business. We are in the infection control application. So we have designed a patented touchless backpack that we're chemical agnostic, and so you can put a water soluble chemical within our application system, and we electrically charge the molecules from our backpack to disinfect and make the touch points that are in our everyday lives healthier and safer, and hopefully to save more lives.
So obviously hospitals are one of the ideal clients for you, but who else are you serving?
We're serving long-term care facilities. You can go into, if we just focus purely on the healthcare market alone, surgical centers, ambulance services, and then if you move into other verticals, there's verticals in transportation, hotel, airlines. There's so many verticals that we could potentially touch that we can help make their surfaces safer.
Well, we were talking before the show started about my traveling, and you travel too, and the amount of potential infections you can get just being in an airplane. And I can see how that would be a great client for you too, cutting out all that infection.
Absolutely.
Because of all the germs here. Well, antibiotics has been in the news for a lot of reasons. Has the frequent use of antibiotics contributed to resistant bacteria?
It has. With the development of superbugs and MRSA that can potentially not be affected and cured with an antibiotic, you're starting to see some of these microns and infections start to get smart. And so you've got to design the science and the chemical behind it, but you also need to have an application system that's better than what have been using for hundreds of years, and that's the spray and wipe method that have been around for so long.
Well, if we sprayed something like Lysol on the surface, it would kill most of the bacteria, but as soon as you touch it again, it comes back. Well, we were talking about insurance companies prior to the show also. My guess is this would reduce insurance costs at some of the facilities you work with. Is that correct?
Yes. What you're starting to see is hospital systems are, through the CDC, they're self-reporting their HAIs. And so they potentially are getting penalized because of these infections that are happening. And so what we want to do is through partnering with them and helping them with our Touchpoint Healthy processes, but also with our application system, we want to make sure that we're helping these organizations provide the solution that they need to keep their patients safer and so that they can focus on what they do best, and that's save lives.
This sounds like an idea whose time has come. My question is, why aren't more facilities using your system right now, or is it because you just haven't been able to get to them?
I think it's a little bit of both, Steve. It is really focused in on education. I mean, you've got to think, we've been using great products like Lysol and Clorox and other great products that are on the market to spray and wipe, but it's an educational piece. It's a different way to apply that chemical, and that's where it comes in. So it's education. So getting more feet on the ground, having more conversations, and just simply educating the public so that we can really treat these HAIs.
So it's not really selling them. It's giving them the information to allow them to buy from you once they know it, because at this point, they're what I call with my clients unconscious incompetence. They don't know they don't know. And now you're opening up the world for them, letting them know what can be done.
Exactly. You know, just a few years ago, in 2008, I believe, there's foggers on the market. There's other misting machines on the market. But the way that our science was designed, our founder, Mike Sides, has over 30-plus years of experience in electrostatic technologies. And so the way that we apply the chemical is different than those technologies. So it's even the bad name that some of those organizations have received, specifically in the healthcare setting, is, we're just educating them on the application.
Well, two big words have been in the news, one a while ago, one right now, Ebola a while ago, and Zika. Talk about what you do with Ebola and what you can do with Zika.
Absolutely. With the Ebola, so in 2014, Mike Sides actually invented this product and has been working on it, electrostatics, for over 30 years. But in 2014, eMist, we founded the company and actually just went to manufacturing the product right before the Ebola crisis here in Dallas. So we had our first machines off and coming. We were testing the product, and the news broke about Nitafam and Presbyterian and the issues with Ebola. So with one of our first customers, the cleaning guys, local service business here in Dallas, they were actually the contracted company to disinfect and make the situation better. And so they actually utilized the eMist application system to apply their chemical to disinfect Nina Pham's apartment and then also Presbyterian. So we were used to potentially, I feel, eradicate Ebola from Dallas and the scare that it truly was.
So you were right there at ground zero.
Yes.
Working at that.
Absolutely.
Let's change directions for a moment and talk about something else you do, which is build and develop companies. What's one of the things you're doing with eMist Innovations? But you had, as I mentioned at the opening, National HME. You work with hospice programs. You also have Groco Capital, which I mentioned. Talk about how that's the core of everything you're doing now.
You know, early on in my career, I started National HME right out of college. I developed the business plan while
in school.
Was that
just an idea you got in college to do that?
Yes. So, you know, my father and my best friend and business partner, George Robertson, he'd always been involved in healthcare, and he was actually working for a large hospice company. And I just thought that there was a way that we could improve the lives of hospice patients by having a hospice-focused solution. And so we developed that business plan, and as soon as I graduated from Texas Tech, I started that business in 2006.
How did Groco Capital come together as a result of your hospice program?
Yes. So when we actually sold that business in 2015.
But you're still involved with that business.
I am. Yes. So I'm actually a consultant for National HME still today. And I was given a shot early on in my career from one of my dad's mentors, Stan Pointer. Stan's no longer with us. But he always taught me if you do the right things and you work hard in life, the right outcomes will happen. And so what we want to do through GrowCo Capital and the businesses that we're invested in is we want to help those entrepreneurs with back office support. We want to help them with the investment dollars that they may need. And that's what we do at GrowCo. And that's really what I want to see is as I grow with eMist is building a foundation, a team that we can really grow and change lives.
Now, eMist Innovations is a result of GrowCo Capital. Now, did you find them or did they find you?
So through a relationship, we actually were part of Cowtown Angel Group in Fort Worth, Texas. And every month we get to have a Shark Tank-like experience, and we get to hear pitches from four to five different companies. And eMist, Mike Sides, our founder, came in and was working with Tech Fort Worth, which is an incubator in Fort Worth. And he pitched his idea to the group, and actually my dad, George, was the founding CEO of the company. And we made that initial investment, and then since then have done some follow-on rounds of the company.
As you grow GrowCo Capital, are you looking for health-oriented companies or any type of company that you want to invest in?
Really any type of company. So we do like healthcare and technology because that's what we know best, but you know, we also are invested in some food companies and different organizations as well, and then we also do real estate.
So you will look for anything, just if it's a company worth investing in,
right,
to increase your revenue and help build that company too.
Absolutely, and really we're investing in the entrepreneurs. And, you know, one of our common friends, actually Michael Walsh at CareLoop, just a wonderful young entrepreneur that's driven, and you know, we're investing in him and a wonderful company as well.
A former Playmaker on Playmakers Talk Show will tell everybody how they can find out more about eMist Innovations and your other companies.
Please visit our website, eMist.com, and then GrowCoCapital.com, and that's GROWCO Capital.com.
You can also find those addresses on our website, which is PlaymakersTalkShow.com. Well, Josh, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. You are a playmaker.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Josh Robertson is a president of eMist Innovations and also one of the founders of GrowCo Capital. Thank you very much for being with us. We had a great guest today, Jonathan Lauren Clark from Mend, and it's mendathome.com. And again, Josh Robertson, president of eMist Innovations, eMist.com. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting Playmakers.